morning, Rabbi Yishai. We'll focus today mainly on the sugya of Iker Shira Bepel Bekli. There is a little piece of Agadat the Gemara in the beginning of the sugya, which we'll breeze through just Rosh Taichop. Ovuv Hoya. The Gemara says that the Cholol and the Aviv are the same Kli. Hainu Cholol, Hainu Aviv. And it calls it because it's Cholol Kolei. It has a sweet voice, so it's called a Cholol. Aviv Hoya B'miktish. Cholok Hoya. It was smooth. Dak Hoya. Shulchan Hoya. It was made out of a thin reed. We Mois Moshe Hoya. We'll see why the Gemara says that this Keli came from Moshe's time. Tzivo HaMelech V'tzipohu Zahav. They didn't want to keep it in that natural wood look, so they covered it with gold. It lost its sound. The beauty of its sound changed. Not lo tzipuyav yakolav kama shehaya. Tzutzel haya b'mikdash al nachoshes. Again, some have the gear say him imei Moshe. It was like a symbol that made noise. Vayakolav and ifgam v'sholchu. They brought the special craftsmen from Alexandria. The Tiknuhon, they repaired it. Then the sound, it lost its sound. Similarly, there was a Machteshes, Hoya B'mikdash Shel Nechoshes. Again, Mimois Moshe Hoya. It was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hoysam ifatemes es habesomim. It used to make the besamim have a special smell. Nispagmo. So it cracked. Ve'ivi umnin melaxandria shel Mitzrayim. They tried to repair it for tiknua. V'loyim fatemes k'moy she'hoysa. Not less tikuna. They took off the tikun v'loyim fatemes k'moy she'hoysa. Got back its original ability. Eilu shnei kelim nishtayru mimikdash rishon. But really it came from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nispagmo. And they got ruined, and they couldn't really repair it. Because if they didn't keep it in its original form, it didn't have the same sound or ability. This is like a used copper. It was nechoshes memoirot. It says, it was better than gold. Ravu Shmuel Charama Kolecha VeEchad Shokol Kishnayim Shel Zov. It's like two kelim of gold. VeCharama Shneim Shkulim KeEchad Shel Zov. Rav Yosef says Shneim Shkulim KeEchad Shel Zov. Tanya Rav Nasan Omer Shneim Hoyu. They were pairs. Shenema Shneim Al Tikru Shneim El Shneim. They had pairs. Tani Rashbag. Similarly, Shiluach Hoyu Makalach Mayim KeBeIsa. The Shiluach, where the water comes out, that was by near the Beis Hamikdash. The water used to come out from there with a lot of force. And it was only b'ki'isr. The whole hole was the size of an Easter coin. Tziva melech v'rchivu k'dei sh'yisrabu meimov. So the king said they should widen it. And all of a sudden they widened it v'nismatu. After they did this widening, it lost the amount of water that came out. V'chazum yatu avayim akalech mayim. So what do all these things symbolize? Al yisal al chocham b'chachmosoi. Al yisal al gibo b'gvorasa. That a person should not be misalab b'chachmasai, only with the chachmas Hashem. Now what's interesting is all these kelim that broke or became somewhat dysfunctional, they were still functioning to some degree, so they repaired it. The whole concept of this sugi is ethereal, is what we have all over Shas, that a klishoresh shenivgam, when a klishoresh gets ruined, ain misak demois. Because ain anius b'mokam ashiches. Any time a klisharis got ruined in the Beis Hamikdash, they got rid of it. That was the rule. Ein anius b'moka mashiras. So if that's the case, that's the inyan. So l'chayra, so then when you come to our sugi, the whole sugi is connected that. All these kelim, they attempted to repair. The end is they couldn't get it repaired. Well, that's what it says. This mandam ol shnim hoyu was that they did have a pair. They had a backup pair. But the point of the Gemara is that they made a repair. And the only reason why they made away with the repair is because the repair actually took away the functionality of the Kli rather than enhanced it.
The shaila is the whole sugya is stiris.
So this is a question the shita here, the sugya asks, and many of the gedolei achoyim, the avnei nezer, and his tshuvas ask this question. He was miskaven to the shita mekubetzes kasha here in the sugya. Many ask this question. And again, some rishonim want to say the shita mekubetzes says maybe the whole concept of ein anius b'mokam hashiris is only where it's replaced, where it's not, where it's replaceable. Here there was something very special about these kelim, whether the sound or the ability, the aroma that it created. So therefore, they didn't want to make any changes and go and make a new keli. But really, I was thinking that there's a poshut mahalach based on a ragit shovel. The ragit shovel says a fascinating concept in his chidushim, which answers many questions throughout Shas. He says that there's a distinction between the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and will also explain to us why the Gemara emphasizes the fact that these kelim came from Moshe. Moshe here. It's a chiluk where it came from. The Ragat Shavu says here like this. Nivur bizvachim daf peches, says the Ragat Shavu, the also lasakin klei shir. You're not allowed to fix a klei shir. And any klei shores bichlal zeh. He says, v'nirali, says the Ragat Shavu, why is that? Why can't you replace the klei? In other words, what is the definition of ein anius b'mokam hashiris? It's really a strange concept, right? Fix it. Ein anius b'mokam hashiris. Some women have this klal, right? And he breaks it, throw away. Truth is, shtikl mokar to that. Chazal say that the base of Shalodim is a base amigdosh. Shulchan Shalodim is a mizbeach. So you could say it's a shtikl sad for the woman's sheet there. Ain't ani, it's pamokam ashiris. That's it, it breaks, you throw it away. So he says here like this. He says he feels, the Ragat Shavu, that there's a lomda shigeda. It's not just a concept. You don't fix something that breaks in the Beis HaMikdash. He says it's a lumdish idea. He says that when something breaks in the Beis HaMikdash, it loses its kedusha. So what you're really going to be doing is starting from scratch with a broken kli. That's improper. Because kivon shenivgam, the rule is that once a kli shoros gets a pegam, but lo kedusha asay. The kedusha goes off. Says the Ragat Shavu, so what are you going to do now? You're going to repair the kli. So really, you're going into a flea market business. You're repairing a kli, and then you're starting again, being makdish, a repaired kli. That's pshat ein anius b'mokam hashiris. Ein echanami, if there could be a smooth transition, where the kli remains with its original kedusha, nothing changes, you fix it, no fanfare, then there wouldn't be an issue. But he says, since there's a breakdown, and not only is there a physical breakdown, there's a kedusha breakdown, so now you're going to have to go fix it, and then be makdish it. That's what's... So according to the Ragat Shavu, it's the second cycle. That's the issue. He says, kivon de klishore sheposla, poko, shenifsla, poko kedusha samivena. Memela havi isu. That's why it's awesome. That's the Ragat Shavu, as you said. Now, if you look in Tesis in Maseches Yumad Daf Mem Dalet makes a fascinating point. He says that this concept that when a klisharis breaks, the kedusha goes off, is only by a keli that was miskadesh that got its kedusha through avoida. In other words, all the klisharis that were ever made in the Beis Hamikdash, how did they get the level of kedusha saguf? As soon as you makdish something, it has kedushas damim. I mean, you take a. If I took the cell phone and I was makdish, so it would have kedushas berek abayas. But in order for something to get a level of kedusha, kedushas aguf, to inherently be kaddish, it has to be used. Avidosay mechanchosay. By using it, it gets kedusha. So Tosis makes a point. The whole reason why nifsak, why when something breaks it loses its kedusha, is because kedusha came about through function. That's how the kedusha was created. The kedusha, how was the kedusha chal? Through functionality. So once it becomes dysfunctional, then the kedusha is bottom. The kedusha goes. It's hapesha also hapesha ita. But we know that the klal mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, they developed the kedusha through shemen hamishche, mishichoson mekadshoson. Says Tesis and Yume. When they break. Because it's not a kedusha that's based on functionality. It's a kedusha that's based inherently. And then we say kedusha shebol lehechon holach. The kedusha remains. So now our sugya is beautiful. These kelim that were inherited, that went back to the earlier days, where the kedusha came about through klishores, through shemen hamishche. So when they were nidgam, the kedusha didn't go off. If the kedusha didn't go off, so there was no issue of repairing it according to the Ragged Shovel. Because the whole problem is not to repair, the problem is repairing the kedusha. You don't have to do it. We can even go a step further and say it's proper to repair it. Because otherwise you let the kedusha. You're taking something that still has an inherent kedusha, and it's lacking functionality. That's so you should fix it. So that really, this ragashava, first of all, bechlal, it's meir einayim, the whole idea, but it really answers many sugyas. Anything that had a kedusha that was not based on avidosei mechanchosei, that kind of kedusha is not a problem to recycle. Gatolian kedusha. This answers also the Rishonim ask in the beginning of Meseches Tomid, that they used to watch the Beis HaMikdash Balayla. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean watch? Ain't Anias, but I thought the Beis HaMikdash, we don't care, everything could just go. We don't gonna. But according to the Ragash Shovel, it's not we don't care. And we don't make the Beis HaMikdash into a flea market. That's the point. It's not a flea market here. It's not a secondhand business. That's the point of Ain't Anias Mogamash. No. Because when it was broken, it still produced the sound. It's just that there was a problem, a physical problem. So they went and they fixed it. No, not necessarily, because start new kedusha with something that's broken is a second-hand business. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't do second-hand business. Here you have an existing kli. That's not a nius to go and say, I have a kli that already has an inherent kedusha. So I'm going to continue using it. The zulzul is that the hektish is going out and taking in a second-hand kli, a repaired kli. That's only happening if we're starting the kedusha again. Either we're starting it again or starting it from the get-go would be the same issue. But the klisharis that Moshe made, that's thing, that's part of Kedusha's Aguf property, which is still have Kedusha's Aguf. So that's the reason why I want to apply. Okay. Well, that you have to know. If something is pogum, but it's still producing, would that be considered a matzav of kosher? That's a definition. It's not clear that they used it again. It just says the sound was back. It doesn't say they actually used it, because the whole lesson to them was, Al Yisalo Chochom B'Chochmosoi. Right? It's not Muskim that everybody holds that they actually reused it. Okay. Says the Gemara, they didn't have this Keli Hardulim Lehoya B'Mikdash, my Hardulim. It was Amar Abaye, it was a Tavle Gudlina, Shemne Shekoyle Orev, Ma'alve Vesaneim. It didn't have a nice sound. Many have the Girsi here, they don't have the Ov, because Orev would mean it had a good sound. Okay. Amar Rova Bar Shilom Rav Masna Mar Shmuel, Magrefa Hoya B'Mikdash, there was a Magrefa, that was in the shape of a fork. It had a Sora and a Kovim Oyebo, it had 10 holes, Kolechot Moitzi Asora Mine Zemel. It brought out 10 different sounds from each one. So 10 times 10 is Kula Motsia Mea Mine Zema. Mastita Tona, some say it was an Amma, and it was Gavoya Amma, Vekata Yotze Hemena, and it had a handle. and each hand, and from the handle came out asor and a kovim. Hoyuba kolechad moitzi meya minei zema. There were 100 different sounds coming out of each hole. Nimtza kula moitzia elef minei zema. Amav nachma yitzchak simonach maslita guzma. The price is a guzma. Okay, now we'll get into the sugya. The Mishnah said that a machloikis, when they had the shir in the Beis Hamikdash, if they used kohanim alevim for this avoida, there were three shittas in the Mishnah. One shita held that klei shir was limited to levim. One man on the hold, it was limited to miyuchasim, which means you didn't have to use a levi. But you had to use somebody that a Yisrael Meyuchas, that would be roi to marry a Kohen. That would be roi to marry in. That was shita number two. And shita number three was Avdei Kohenim Hoyim. You used even Avodim, who were not roi at all, to marry in to Klai. So the obvious question is, shita one and shita three is understandable. Shita one obviously holds it's a form of Avoida. So you need Mamish a levi. Just like you need a levi for the gates. So you need a levi to play the instrument because it's an avoida. It's avoida salavim. The shita that holds that what they used was, it wasn't a clay shir. The ikar avoida was bepel, let's say. The shir was just tam, the music was just an instrument. Holds you can use an avid. Because who cares? You can use anybody. But the shita that you need miyuchosim, that's what the Gemara schwitzes on. So the Gemara says, what is the machlekes in the Mishnah? Leimo boka miflugi. Man do omar avodim hoyu, the one who says that they used avodim, says ikir shira bepeh. The main mitzvah of shira is done with the mouth. And the kli is only lipsume kolahu davide. The kli is there only to enhance. We'll see what that means. Does that mean the kli is zero? It's a zero. It has nothing to do with avoda. The simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it is something. Because otherwise the Gemara should say, shiga b'peh. The word iko, to me, is an iko. The fact that it uses the terminology iko seems to imply that even according to that opinion, it's not that the kli is zero. Although we'll see the simple pshat definitely goes better if we say that the shir, ikur shir b'peh means that the kli is a zero. Okay, but it says, ikur shir b'kli. And therefore, if you hold ikur shir b'peh, kli lipsumi kolahu da'avda, then you can even use avodim, obviously. Man da'omar levim oyu, he holds kesover ikur shir b'kli. He holds the main mitzvah of the shir was done through the instrument. Again, here, I think it would be almost impossible to say that the shir of the voice is irrelevant. Of course the shir of the voice is. It's just that the kli is an ikar. The kli is needed. It's ma'akev. Says the Gemara v'tizbura, Rabbi Yosi, ma'i kesova? I kesova, I keshira bepeh. If he holds the main shir is bepeh, so then avodim saike. Then fine, use avodim. What do you need miyuchas for? Ikasavra ikashira bikli. If he holds the main thing is the instrument, levim bina. Then you should need actual levim. Says the Gemara lo oilom kasavar ikir shira bepe. It's possible that he holds the main shiras with the voice. So if that's the case, so depending on who played the instrument, really would be irrelevant. Who cares who plays the instrument? It's not part of the avoda. The only shaila is v'hocho b'malim es miduchen liyuchsim l'maisos kamiflugi. The machlekes is if we bring somebody up from duchen liyuchsim l'maisos kamiflugi. Man d'omar avodim hoyu kesover ein malim miduchen liyuchsim. We don't bring somebody up from duchen to yuchsim v'loy l'maisos and not from maisos. Meaning, the duchen has nothing to do with anything else. We'll never use that as a proof to where your status is in your levia, and therefore you could use avodim, because nobody's going to learn from one to the other. And mando omar levia moyu, Kesover malin miduchen bein liyuchsin bein lemaisra. Somebody was on the duchen. He is clearly worthy for everything.
So you have to make sure he's a worthy individual
for everything. Amad Omer Yisrael Amoyu Kesover. He holds malin miduchen liyuchsin bein lemaisra. The duchen was used as a criteria for your kashrus for yuchsin, but not for maisras. So the Gemara basically took the whole meat out of the sugya, because the Gemara is saying this is really not a lumdish shaila. We thought this is a lumdish shaila. Is the shira bepeh, or the mitzvah shira is bekli, and then we would be able to derive from our mishnah what this each shita holds. The Gemara is pulling it out. The Gemara is saying really it could be has nothing to do with the lumdus of what the mitzvah of shira is. Still in all, there could be a machlekes who you could use, because depending on what we're going to learn from it. It's like when you write a ksuba, there's a big shaila if you could learn hilchas yuchsin from a ksuba. Nafkaminis, if you make a mistake in a ksuba. Let's say you write on a ksuba, you write that she's a besula if she's really a bula. Right? So a lot of times they do that. They do that for various reasons, but sometimes just the mechabed the kala. So the question is, if she's a balas tshuva, let's say she's a bu'ula me'akum, it has relevance for kahuna. Because now, down the pike, if her husband were to die, if she becomes a gerusha, it's not relevant. She'll be posel kahuna anyway. But if down the pike, she becomes an almona chas v'sholem, so now, if somebody's going to take out the ksuba, they're going to say, oh, she was a basula. She's kosher lakuna. So there's actually a machlekes ha-poiskim, if such a thing has to be corrected in the ksuba, it's totally a shaila. If you can learn hilchos yuchsin from a ksuba, then you have to correct the ksuba. For this reason. Because of this reyasa. And if not, I once had other ways how to word a ksuba delicately, where you can actually put in the word besula, and you could still put in an indication that any London would know that she's pasul l'kohana. So there are ways to... But that's the issue. That's one of the issues. If it's just a shaila of the money, it's not a shaila. Tell the chosin, listen, you mask him to pay a ksuba of a besula. You machayiv on yourself to pay a... It's a chiluk from meo masayim. Machayiv yourself to pay a ksuba's meo masayim. Not a problem. That piece is not a problem. But the other pieces are issues of how we're going to... And so the Gemara basically is watering it down to that. But the Gemara, the problem is that the Gemara seems to be saying that our Mishnah could go either way. In other words, our Mishnah would fit whether you hold Ikir Shira B'Peh or you hold Ikir Shira B'Kli, our Mishnah fits. That's a big problem that the Mishnah, that the Gemara seems to be saying that. The reason why I have an issue with that is because many of the Rishonim question how we paskin halacha l'maisa as far as doing the clay on Shabbos. That if you hold Iker Shira is Bepeh, and the Kli is just Tam in the Velt HaRayim, and play the Kli on Shabbos, because it's, since it's not an Avodah, it's not the Shabbos. That definitely would be the outside. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Loi the Kuli Alma Iker Shira Bepeh, the top Tosfos on Yud Aleph. Koshe, the Bepeh Rekachol Il Koma, the Iker Shira Bepeh, Ein shir shall come nami doche Shabbos. The shir shall come is not doche Shabbos v'yomtiv. That's the simple reading of the sugya in Masechet Sukkah. Now our sugya doesn't seem to accept that, because our sugya is saying that everybody in our Mishnah could hold Ikur Shira is bepeh. Right? So Tosfos says, but it says in Kain, Masniton diktoni yud beis yomi macholil maket. Our Mishnah says that 12 days a year the cholil would play, the flute would play in the Beis HaMikdash. Mani, who's that going like? That's Shabbos, that's Yom Tov.
How could you do that? Those are days that we say, oh, which is Yom Tov. That's Tosfos Kashya. The Yeshloima Devadai Tanit the Masnit and Isla Yikas Shira Bepe. Avul Iko Tanit Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Osam Doma the Shira Bekli Dochi Shabbos VeYom Tov. Vosi Reisha Kavasei. Tosfos is a very big problem. Tosfos says we really have to break up our Mishnah and say like this: our Mishnah holds Iker Shiras Bepe. And the first of the Mishnah that says Yud Beis Yom, that the Kollel is there, that would be going like that opinion. First of all, it's a big chiddush, something the Gemara very rarely does, to break a Mishnah. The isolated times that the Gemara does, the Gemara says it. The Gemara, yes, Akasha. The Gemara says Tavla. We have to break it and say this is one sheet to this another. Here the Gemara doesn't do that. But from the Gemara, that this works with our Mishnah, with the whole part of our Mishnah. That's what Mashmoy is. If you look actually in Sukkah, Tosfos Shita is that it's Doich. Tosfos says like this: the Afi Yikir Shira Bepeh. This is Tosfos on Daf Nun Aleph in Sukkah. He says even if the main Shira is Bepeh, right? Shori lenagin bikli. You're still an instrument in the Beis Hamikdash. Even if you hold ikur shira bepeh, not like Tosfos and Alison. Why? The ain shvus b'mikdash. Because there is in Beis Hamikdash, there's no din of shvus. Ain shvus b'mikdash. So based on that, he says, Tosfos says, based on that, that there's no kasha b'chlal. Because even if you hold Ikur Shiras Bepeh, you can use an instrument. That's what Tosfos says. Now the Rambam Lamaisa paskins that Ikur Shiras Bepeh. That's how he paskins. He still paskins. It has to hold this way. He paskins that Ikur Shiras Bepeh, and Perek Gimel Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he paskins Ikur Shiras Bepeh. And yet, in same place in Klei HaMikdash, he paskins that Yud Beis Yomim, HaCholil Makeh Beveis HaMikdash. He paskins that the instrument played on Yom Tov. So it's right that the Rambam, so a blaze of Silbel, actually, in the Sefer Anfei, he asks this for a question. He says he feels that's inconsistent. How could the Rambam hold that, which is not Ma'ak? The Loshon HaRambam is even stronger. Rav Lezer Silver brings the Loshon HaRambam, Ein Oimrim Shira Elo Bepeh. Right? He doesn't mean that they use Caleb. But that's the main thing. The main thing is the Bepeh. He says like this. So if that's the case, says Rav Lezer Silver, Eich Posak, the Mishtamshim B'Klei Shir B'Yomtev. How could he say that we use a Klei Shir B'Yomtev? Especially considering the Rambam's Loshon. So Blazer Silber says possibly for Ulai Sfirulela HaRambam Keshitas HaTosfos. Maybe the Rambam holds because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Since there was Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, that's why it would be okay. Since there's no Shvus in Beis HaMikdash. So it would be okay to play the instrument even on Yom Tov. The problem is that the Rambam's Loshon seems to be that he holds that we don't look at it as an avoid at all. He says, Ein Oimrim Shir Bepeh. Smash Mada Shir, he uses stronger Loshon than our Gemara. That the Shir is only Bepeh. We know, like Tosfos explains himself, that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is only something avoid related. So the way it's difficult to say, according to the Rambam, that there was a din of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But that's the way he reads. So I wanted to go into the Ma'ar Makrimis that we brought down here, just to try to get some clarity on what exactly the Shir was, the Shir Bekli, and the Shir Bepeh. So if you look up here, the Sfasemes, which is part of the packet here, so you'll see that the Sfasemes has a very interesting question.
He says like this. In place where you had to do the shira. The shira was in the Torah. And the Yisrael was only allowed to be on one section, but Ezra's Yisrael, he's not allowed to go further in. So, good, you know, we can accept the fact that a Yisrael may be kosher to do the shira. But how can he go? That's the kasha of the Sfas Emes. Practical question. Which is very similar to the question the Raivet presents on the Rambam by the Menorah. The Rambam paskins that a Zohar can light the menorah, and the Ravid says, I understand the halacha, but how do you make it practical? How does a Zohar go in? That's the Sfas Emes kash. Says, the Rashi pirish l'kamon b'mishneh, the shir royo eitzel ha-mizbeach. So bishloim alavim shalem ha-mitzvah ha-sham l'ikonis l'tzorich, mashenki Yisrael. So he says in Chiddush, the Sfas Emes. He says that in fact they didn't go in. So what they basically was, they had the Levium singing where they had to sing, and the Yisraelim were in the Ezra's Yisrael with their instruments. It's unbelievable Chiddush. That's not found in the Gemara. It's a tremendous adjustment to the sugya, especially according to the Mandals of the Koyanim Hoya, which means this was done regularly. This is the way they did it. They used Avodim. So if they used them, that means the regular position of the band was not in the place of the shir. It's a tremendous chiddush. That's what he says. Anyway, so he such. It's a to me, it's a kimak built the efshel lekabel such a chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush that should be missing in the sugi and everything. I think that alone would be a reason to say not to use avdei. They can't go in. They can't go to the proper place. It's like you're not having live music. It's a pel de gazach. That's what he's saying. Now, if you look at the sugi and yevamis that we brought down, Ezra made a knas on the levim. He gave over the maisa that normally went to the maisa rish. That normally was awarded to the Levi, he transferred it to the Kohanim. So the Gemara in Yevamos explains because of Knas, since the Levium, they didn't go up. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, the Levium, the majority of the Levium didn't accompany him. So he went out and he gave a Knas on the Levium. That's what the Gemara says. Neima konsa Levium b'maisa, shel charoma shel yolu b'mei bava. They didn't go up. When Ezra went up from Bavel, they didn't go up with him. So Tosfos asks a fascinating question. Tosfos says, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Asor yuchsin olu mi Bavel. They went up. What do you mean they didn't go up? Of course they went up. He says, Asor yuchsin olu mi Bavel. So he says, Tosfos wants to say, you look at the bottom Tosfos on that daf, the last Tosfos. They did go up. Pirush Rashi, the oisam levim sha'olu imay, those levim that went up with Ezra were missing their fingers. They didn't have their thumbs. They couldn't do the proper avoider. They were missing the behinus because they didn't have the finger ability to play the instruments. That was the problem. Obviously, what's the natural question? But according to our sugya, if you hold ikur shira b'peh, which is the way we need levim to play the instrument. No, he's not saying apostle to levim. He's saying they weren't physically mechanic. They had a mechanical problem. They couldn't play the instruments. So Ezra made a knas on the Levim.
It was because he couldn't find Levim. Only the that were say behind us, they went up with him. Missing their fingers. So they couldn't play the instruments. Unbelievable chiddush. Taisa says. Now actually the reason why they were missing their fingers was for a good reason. Because when the Nebuchadnezzar told them that they should sing for him the way they sang in the Beis HaMikdash, they cut off their fingers, so they shouldn't be able to do it. And actually, we praise the Levim for doing that. And that's what we say in the Al Naras Bovel, Eich Noshir Shir Hashem. They actually cut off their fingers. So that's a praise for them. So we're not going to penalize them for that. But the fact is that they were Levim who had the capacity to instrument, and they didn't come up. Which actually makes sense. The Levim that were not sensitive at the beginning weren't sensitive at the end either. So they end up going up. Who went up with Ezra? The ones that were sensitive. The ones that originally were sensitive, they're the ones that went up. So he says, therefore, officially Matsasham Huyim Lashir, Omag Vikonsam. He went and he penalized them for that reason. Because there's a mitzvah, Bekele. We'll finish this Taisvah. In no sugis of Shira does Taisvah say this. This is like a tzavor from a Taisvah in Haggadah to Gemara. Taisvah is an unbelievable chiddush here. Taisvah is saying, not only is there a din of Shira, Bekele, but it's a mitzvah. Our Gemara seems to say it's only to enhance, it's an enhancement. It says it's a mitzvah to the level that there's a knas. Why should it be a knas on the Levim? Because that's what Nebuchadnezzar wanted from them.
No, he wanted them to sing.
No. He said, I want to have the... He wasn't a spiritual man. He didn't want to hear smithers. He said, I want to have the full thing, the band that you have in the Beis HaMikdash. I want the full orchestra. So they went and they said, you know what? This is what... And he wasn't interested. He didn't want chazonos, like most people. Got goggling.
Yeah, but then there was no opinion of the please play. Fine, no problem. So we'll sing loudly. We'll do something. Play the plea. What's the problem? It's got nothing to do with anything. But the Nebuchadnezzar would think he was gavaldic, chazonos, but the Levim, no, this is nothing.
No, but Tosfos is saying that there's a mitzvah b'kelim. It's a mitzvah b'kelim. So this is really a serious fish. First of all, the Levim could have had the Yisraelim do that. What's the problem, Bechlau? The Yisraelim will do the music. If you hold Iker Shira Bepeh, at our Gemara's Mashma, if you hold Iker Shira Bepeh, except barring problem of Malin Miduchen Liuchsen, barring that issue, which by the way, Bimei Ezra, according to our Sugya, right? Bimei Ezra, there would be no reason to use Yisraelim there would no reason to use Levim. Because according to our Sugya, if you hold Iker Shira Peh, the only reason to use either a Kosher Yisrael or a Levi is because from that we're going to make a springboard to make him for something else. Either Ma'alam Miduchen Liuchsin or Ma'alam Miduchen Lamaisis. Now, in the time of Ezra, there was no Maisa, because he was Koinus the Levi. The problem of you elevating a Levi from the fact that he used an instrument to give him Maisa is not relevant. So the only concern would be Ma'alam Liuchsin. For that, they didn't need anything. There was no even. If you came to the rabbi and asked him, Rabbi Lechatchila, should I use a levy? He said, use a levy. If you hold the main mitzvah's pair, and the kli is only Lutsume Kola, the only reason to use a levy is because Malin. But there's no problem with Malin. Malin the Meister is not a problem because he was kind to them. Elamai Malin Leuchsen, just using Yisrael Kosher.
So it's really Tosfos mamish a plea. It's a pelal kopela. It's a pelal kopela. I'm sorry, what? What? One second. Tosfos says the wall over him. They could sing. And Iker Mitzvah is prepared. So we had Levim. What went on in the time of Ezra? The answer was it was business as usual. The Levim went up to the Duchen, and they did their instruments, and the Yisraelim played they sang, and the Yisraelim played the instruments. You just said why we don't understand. That's what I said. Now what? What are you saying to that? You're saying we don't understand. I'm asking you 100%. That's the problem we have. Why? Whatever taste means, he's not arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold Iker Shiris Bekli, then you need to use Levim. And the Gemara says if you hold Iker Shiris Bepeh, there's no reason to use Levim. Not even L'chatchila. Tosfos is not arguing with that. It's unacceptable to say that Tosfos is arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold Iker Shiris Bepeh, there's no reason why you can't use a Yisrael, except Malin Miduchin L'maisris, which wasn't the Gea when Ezra was claiming the Levim. It doesn't even go back. It never went off. It got answered. What does Tosfos mean, Bechlal? Achronim are very this teretz of Tosfos. This is what he says. He says, so I brought in the Shagas Aryeh here. Shagas Aryeh, in Meseches Tainis Daf Chav Zayin, he's talking bothered with this. He says he doesn't understand what Tosfos is answering. He says, "Iikir shira bekli bepeh ksherim leklei ashir gam Yisraelim afilu lechatchila." Finished. He says, "I don't understand." Now he says like this, he says, what are we going to do? We're not going to be koinus to Levim. If we're not going to koinus to Levim, then they could go up Lamaisris. You hear the cycle? If we're not going to be koinus to Levim, then the Levim could get Meiser. If the Levim could get Meiser, then we have to cancel them. Then we have to, we can't use them. Because they can't play. So we're in a machine here. Really, what's our whole question? Our whole question is, one second. If they were kindness to Levim. So probably the Levim are not going to take Meiser anyway. So now what's the Shaila? We need them to play. But we don't need them to play. If you hold Iker Shira Bepeh, we don't need them to play. The only reason why one man Domer holds we need them to play is because maybe there'll be Mala Miduchen Liuchsen L'maisris. But there's no Maiser. But now let's play it around. The Shagas Aryeh is taking the next step. Well, if we're not going to knas them, then they will have Maisris. If they will have Maisris, we can't have somebody who's not a lady go up. Yeah. So now maybe you can go back into the machine. But Shagas Aryeh is dissatisfied with that. Because he says it doesn't make any sense. Comes canceling the Levim because we're canceling the Levim. We really have no reason to cancel the Levim. We're canceling the Levim because we're canceling the Levim. Bamas, everything could work beautifully right now. But since if we don't cancel them, it can't work. So now we're going to knas them. It's Enoi Roy. If the Duchen could work, if the actual performance could work, he says it doesn't make any sense to say that because we're worried that we would cast them. Says the Shagas Aryeh. Ba'afilu Rav Chanina ba'antignus. Even if you could tell me we go back to Rav Chanina ba'antignus, who's worried, first of all, you have to say the whole Gemara is going like that opinion. The other man says, we're not worried about Ma'al and Miduchen Lemaisris. Even if you'll say we're going like that man, he says, Ein a roi, the mitam gzeh shemayalu lemaisris, yiknesu es alavim shaloyolo. Doesn't make any sense. If the whole, this is a new gzeh rabban and a knas, so now you're going to tell me we canceled them if they were roi midarais, everything was roi. It doesn't make sense that they would create such a knas. That's what he says. You're basically telling me we're going to create a knas, and after we create the knas, we're creating the knas, so in order that we should have, because if we don't create the knas, we're going to have a problem. He says, that doesn't make sense. It's unacceptable. If midaraisa, everything could function now in the Beis Hamikdash beautifully. We have them doing the mamodon, and we have the Yisraelim with the clay here. It makes sense we should cancel them. Maybe, yes. Okay, we don't find that halacha. If they would have to, you would be right. If you would be right, the whole sugi here makes sense. Why would they lechatchila that Israelim did it? The Levim should do it. The fact that our Gemara says you can't get out of our Gemara. Our Gemara bottom line is saying that lechatchila they had Yisraelim doing it. That's the way it was orchestrated. It wasn't b'di'evit. It wasn't always the any Levi in the house. Ain't kan Levi Yisrael b'im kan klein. That's not what the Gemara says. Avdei Kohenim are you? Avdei Levim are you? That means our Gemara is not presenting it as a b'di'evit. You're presenting it that the Levi should be there going, I want. But you don't hear what I'm saying? That's the situation. Why? If you go up, you're going to use a Yisrael. That's the way business as usual in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? It's not a question of now. It's a question of they know that the policy in the Beis Hamikdash was that Yisraelim did it. That's a question why. But it's obvious that for whatever reason, the Levi is not to try to take it. Now, have to realize, obviously, this is a general shaila by mitzvahs. If you're supposed to lechera, Tammy is right. Why did the Levim give it up? Why did the Levim give it up? But the fact is that it says clearly in the Gemara that was business. The Levim did give it up. I would say it's taking your thing. The Levim that were in the base gave up the singing. Memela, the guy who lived in Babel, he didn't want to give up his villa and his school. And his cause, or a guy, that's a bizarion. Then a guy who goes up, he says, you know what, the singing, what the least, if I would take your line of reason. For whatever reason, our Gemara and the Gemara and Sukkah, all the Gemaras, seem to hold that if you hold Iker Shira's repair, there's no Levi to say, I want to do it. Just the opposite, the Israel do it. I rather. Because you have to realize, any Levi who's given up his job as a singer or being a player, maybe that was the reason. They didn't want to give up better jobs in the Beis Hamikdash. So I don't want to look like you go to a enlist on drama, because drama is, I want to enlist in being in the choir. Could be that was the reason. Whatever the reason was, the fact remains that the Mandam holds Iker Shira's repair, the Levium didn't enlist to be from the mechatzitzin. They didn't play the instruments. So how do you give them a knas? You can't sing a Levi for what? Why in the world do you go up? That's why the has a problem with this. That's the Shaka Zari's problem. Now, if you look up the Marsha that I had asked the Elam to look up, he says an unbelievable chiddush. He learns not like this. He learns that, listen, let's make a cheshbon. These people that had their fingers cut off, they were the ones that went into Golos at the beginning. So they already had no voice. They couldn't sing. A Levi is Nifsal Bakol. Right? A Levi has this man where he's Nifsal Bakol. There was a shul I knew in Eretz Yisrael, very smart what they had. They had a policy. Over a certain age, you become Posel Bakol. Because Chazonim have a very hard time for reality to kick in. That can shine it. Efshar b'chemul ishkikem, but behind can achzichan it. Yeah? They go by Hilchas Chazok veils. Chazok of the Meikorah. If I was able to till now, so Mesama, I'm still good. And if I'm not, it's a psak, not a psak. That's it. I'm it's a psak. Ah, you're not? So it's a kasha for myself. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, they had a, that was it. You became Pasul B'Kel. You're Zuk and you become Pasul B'Kel. So here, these Levim, the Marsho wants to argue with Tosis and Yevamos. Say, these Levim, they were too old. So they couldn't do either. They could not play the instruments, and they could not sing. So you look at the Marsho, he says, the Afleman don't make a shir b'peh. Lo yuklu k'tzutzei b'hoinis lo shir. The mitoich ziknusa, because of their age, nifsilu b'keil. They became posel. Clearly, Tesis doesn't hold that way. The Shagas Arya, in his Chidushim and Tainus, on Daf Chav Zayin, where he asks his question on Tesis, he taka holds like the Marsho. He holds that they couldn't do anything. They couldn't sing. That's why he canceled them. But clearly, we see Tesis is the authority here in Shagimura. Tesis disagrees with the Marsho and the Shagas Arya. And Tosfos sticks with his pshat. The fact is that since they were ktsutzei b'hoinis and they couldn't play the instruments, that's what made the psul. So I want to suggest a whole different mahalach here. It could be in the pshat. And this goes maybe a little bit to what Sammy is suggesting, but it's with a different twist perhaps. I made it here, there's a tesefta. Our Mishnah is strange. Why does it say Avdei Kohanim Hoyu? Why did they use Avdei Kohanim? And Tesefta actually uses a lashon that Avdei Leviim Hoyu. They weren't Avdei Kohanim. And Amos says they were Leviim. They were the Avodim of the Leviim. Why Avodim of Kohanim, Avodim of Leviim? What does that mean? Just use any Eved. An Eved coin. Not any more choshev than an Eved Yisrael, other than the fact he could eat truma. And Eved Levi, according to one opinion, says, no, we wouldn't use Avdei Kohanim, Avdei Levim. Avdei Levim have zero milah over an Eved Yisrael. An Eved Kohen, at least he has a milah, he can eat truma. I still don't connect to having any milah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's because he's an Eved of a Kohen, he's like the behemoth of a Kohen. The behemoth of a kohen can also eat truma. Even though the behemoth of a kohen is not a miyuchas, if a behemoth of a kohen is walking down the street, it doesn't have kedimah to behemoth of Yisrael. Right? There's no din kohen levi Yisrael on behemoth. It's just a din. Behemoth kohen eats truma because it's a behemoth of a kohen. So really, the fact that it was an avdei kohenim is no milah. But the b'risa makes it more complex. Because the b'risa says, one opinion says, no, we were more finicky about it. And we picked Avdei Levim. It's Avdei Levim. It's nothing. What's the pshat in that? So I thought of a posh approach, which would really give us a better understanding in the whole sugya. Posh approach. And it's going back to our original shaila, which was, is the shir, if you're shir b'peh, does that mean that the kli is nothing? It's just it's to enhance the word. It's not really a mitzvah. So we had Tosfos Yevamos that we just read clearly said, Mikol Mokoy Mitzvah Bekele. We had a problem that Tosfos itself seems to contradict the din of Ikar Shira B'Peh. That Tosfos in Yevamos seems to make away with the concept that we have all over. Ikar Shira B'Peh means the Kli is not important. Use an Eved, use a Yisrael, use whoever you want. That's the most difficult aspect of that Tosfos in Yevamos. Is that all the Gemara seem to say that if the old Ikar Shira is Bepeh, we don't care who's playing the instrument. And Tosfos in Yevamos seems to be saying that we do care. Because the Levi wasn't able to play, and this, even though it's Ikar Shira is Bepeh, but the Kli is still a mitzvah. But if you're Medayik in Tosfos, he does not say, Mikol Mokoy Mitzvah B'Levim B'Kli. He just says Mitzvah B'Kli. I hold that's a very big diag. Tosfos does not say Mikomoka, even though a Levi does not have to play the instrument, there's a mitzvah for a Levi to play the instrument. He doesn't say that. He says, Mikomoka mitzvah bekelim. There's still a mitzvah for the keli. So I want to say, number one, Tosfos holds that there's a gavra and a cheftza. And when our sugya talks about the shayla of shira, being whether the main part of shira is bepeh, or the main part of the shira is bekli, Tosfos cuts it, cuts our sugya. And he makes a very fine cut. He says like this, our Gemara is only dealing with the mitzvah on the person. Is the mitzvah on the person primarily to sing? Or is the mitzvah on the person primarily to play the instrument? What is the mitzvah? Nafkamina is that since the Torah put the obligation of the shir on the Levim, on that there's no debate, as you were bringing out, no question, who has the obligation of the shir? The Levim do. So the shayla is, what is their obligation that they should do? If you hold the ikar is bepeh, then their obligation is to vocalize, to sing. If you hold that the mitzvah is, the ikar mitzvah is bekli, then the mitzvah of the Levim is to play the instrument. But Tosfos and Yavamas are saying that even if that's the case, that the mitzvah is to vocalize, mikomokoin mitzvah bekeli, which means there is still objectively a mitzvah that there should be instruments being played. The Omar who says that the Iker Mitzvah is Bekli doesn't really argue so much with the Iman. The Omar holds Iker Shir is Bepeh as far as of an instrument. He's just arguing the mitzvah of the Levi to perform. Is it through his vocalization or is it through him playing the instrument? But they're both in agreement that Kalim are a requirement. Right away, if we take that approach, we have a gavaldik pshat and Rambam on Rav Lezer's question. Rav Lezer Silber right away says that. He says that there's two ways to learn Iker Shira Bekli. One way is you don't need it at all, and one is that you do need it. But he says, look at the Rambam's Losh. Ain't Shira Ela Bepeh. The way we're learning is not Shver. The Rambam holds you need Kalim. And that's why Eli is Doicha Shabbos. The Cholul played on Shabbos. However, the Levi requirement that he should go in and sing, that singing, the chiv on the gavra, is only on the peh part. And therefore, mitzvah bekli, we need it, but the Levi doesn't have to do it. Now, if we take this approach, so we can do this. The Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Baloischa brings down the famous Abba, that Aaron HaKohen, after the Chanukah Sanasiyim, Chol Shadaita Shel Aaron. Aaron HaKohen felt bad that he wasn't part of the Chanukah. He told him, don't worry, yours is greater. Sha'atam Madlik as Haneris. You light the Beis HaMikdash. So many ask on the Gemara, on the Baalish, what do you mean? Hadlok is Shere. A Zor can light the menorah. It's not even. Of all the Avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the main Avoidas that you don't need a claim for is Hadlok. You can use a Zor. So how could have Hashem told Aaron, Shalcho Godel Mishaloyim? Every day the Kohen brings the Tomid, has to be the Kohen. The Chavitim Zicha, only the Kohen, only Kohen Godel. Right? All the Avodah that are done in Beis HaMikdash throughout the day have to be the Kohen. So what changed? Why is the menorah some kind of an appeasement Kohen when that's the one Avodah you don't even need a Kohen for? So I want to make a simple teretz. And it's Meduyik in the Rambam. And that is, that really, when a Kohen does Avodah, let's say he brings the Korban Tumit, whose mitzvah is he doing? Is he doing his mitzvah or our mitzvah? And the answer is, he's doing our mitzvah. Look at the Pasuk. Daber el b'nei Yisroel v'mal ta'aleim es korban lachmi l'ishai tishai k'la Yisroel. There happens to be a mechanical. How do we bring this carbon? Oh, we get a Kohen to bring the carbon. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, he says, "Ushen itzdavinu, we were commanded, sheyikrevu hakohanim tmidim beveis hamikdash." It's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. We have a mitzvah that Kohen should bring the Talmud in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how he goes through Karbon Musaf. Shenitztavinu lahavi korban musafin. When it comes to menorah, he says, "Who shenitztavu bnei Aaron hakoyanim lahadlik asaner." It's the achrayus is on the koyanim only. Daber Aaron doesn't say daber al bnei Yisrael. Aaron ba'lo Yisrael. It's Aaron's mitzvah. This was the only avodah in the Beis Hamidrash on the koyanim daily. That was their special mitzvah. You have chaviti kohen gadol. That's not on the shevet. That's on the specific kohen gadol. But on the shevet of kohanim, this was their specialty. I want to tell you like this. Even if you hold ikar shiras bepeh, the Levi is still the achroi. He is responsible that performance should happen. He doesn't have to be the one playing it. But he is responsible that that performance should take place. That's his achrayas. He has to make sure it happens. I want to say it like this. Avdei Levim. Because Yad Eved is Ki Yad Raboy. Although we don't need the performance, we don't need that the Levi should do it as Kedushas Levi. But the Levim wanted that they should. It should be their people. Are up there making sure that it's done. They had better things to do. They were busy singing or mishoyerim, whatever they were doing. If you hold ikar shira bepeh, but it was still their responsibility that that should take place, and that's why they used egin emenshin. People that did it were actually the shluchim of the levim. So now Sfasemis is answered. Sfasemis, you all go there. Shalom. The Yisrael is the shliach of the Levim. He belongs there now. Why is the Levi allowed to go there? The Levi also doesn't have Kedusha, Kedusha's Kohen. Because the Levi is acting as a Levi. But now that we're saying that the Achrayus is on the Levim, it comes out the one who does it is really the one who's their shliach. And Mela, that's the why it was good. Now let's go like this. What? We're coming. I didn't finish yet. The last minute is that's the ikkah. So, the Gemara has a shayla in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about the shayla, Mrs. Chalitza. We also had the sugi in Sanhedrin. If you remember, by the sugi of Avner Bener, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, those of you who do Daf Yomi, I'm sure it's very fresh in your minds. We had it at Pesach time. The Gemara talks about a woman that doesn't have hands, Chalitza. Can she do chalitza? And the Gemara brings down that she bends down and does it with her mouth. And that's what Avner Bener showed Yoav. That's how Yoav killed him. He bent down to show him how you do chalitza. So the Achroinim bring a raya from that sugya that maybe shlichus doesn't work by chalitza. It's a whole shaila if shlichus works by chalitza. There's a big tumult in the Achroinim. So they bring a raya from there that shlichus doesn't work. Because if shlichus would work, why? What do you mean? Why bend with your mouth? Just send the shliach. And so when I learned the sugi, I brought down the Chavis Malsham. Malsham says a brilliant answer. He says there's a rule. Anything you can't do, you can't appoint a shliach to do. You have to be ready to do it yourself, even physically, because halachically you're possible. If halacha requires that. Physically, this has to be the way the mitzvah has to be done. You're lacking that physical capacity. You can't make a shliach. So he says the Gemara had to first derive a way that a gedemes could actually do chalitza. Once now we have the same thing by Shemir Kohen. The Radvaz has a true. Somebody is blind or their eyesight is failing because of sickness. Are they mechuyif to somebody else to be yoitz and shnach mikra the echad targum? Somebody read for me, yoitz me mavra sedra. The Radvaz comes out not. The way we learned that Shuvas Radvaz was because the chiyuv really is to say it. You can't say it, you're potter. You're not going to find a magic way to perform it. If the way the mitzvah is given to you, you can't do it, you're potter from the mitzvah. You're not chayiv to find a way to be able to be yoitz to the mitzvah. So that's the pshat. Memela, the Levim, those Levim that were ktsutse behind us, weren't right to play the instruments.
So they couldn't be Meshach. The Levim who should have come, what a Levim who would have been Roy, they could have appointed. It's their responsibility. They have to facilitate it. They weren't even here to facilitate it. Those that were worthy didn't even come to facilitate it. And we can even go one step further. We could say the Ketzutzei behind us, since they can't play themselves, they Taka didn't have a Chiyuv Kli at all. Chiyuv Kli in the Beis Hamidrash got divided. We're going to learn next week that to open the door and I go and play the instrument, could be I'm Chayiv Misa, because that's not my job. So you could say that a Levi who didn't have the ability to play the instrument, it's not his domain. The Levi who could have was the one who was Talavim. That's why he canceled the Levim, because actually they weren't able to do it. Now, again, if you learn that it's not an act of Shlichus, then the whole Tepela. But I believe the whole thrust of the Sugya, Avdei Kayanim, Avdei Levim Hoyu, that all really proves that this mission was really on the Levim. And like I said, the answer is the Rambam, the answer is really all the Kashas. Okay, next week we're going to be continuing. We're going to be going more into this. This whole sugya of Mesher Tashoyra. So you should finish the sugya until the Amud Beis, until the sugya of posting the Ma'am Akeh. Rabbeisai, one last point. Rabbeisai, a Yisrael, whenever he has an Achrayis to go in, is allowed to go in. There's no din Yisrael can't go in. But Moshe, when they did Smicha, right? The Yisrael went in to do Smicha. So it's not like there's a din Zohar Korav Yumas. A Zohar can only not go where he doesn't belong. But now that I'm a Shliach Levi, this is where I belong now. I have my clip, right? Like you have an employee clip. It's not like the Kodesh Kedoshim that was limited to the Kohen Gadol. There were areas in the Beis HaMikdash that were designated for each level. The reason why the Levi goes there is because he belongs there. So now I have a Levi pin. I'm working on behalf, I'm from the Levi delegation. The Levi delegation. So what? Yotze mechlal akum mechlal yisrael mechaz. This answers your question. What? No, that's a mitzvah shebeguf. That's the whole point. Here, because it's ikar shiv. No, that depends. That's what the ikar shiv is. Ikar shiv means what is the mitzvah shebeguf? Is the ikar mitzvah shebeguf the singing? Tos guf is the shaila.